Okay, I guess we're opening this for a public comment. Does anybody have something they want to talk about? Not this time? Okay. The next item then would be approval of minutes from April 27th.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Approval of agenda for tonight?
Make a motion.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Unanimous. Okay, any update from the Commissioner Miller's office?
Not at this time.
Not at this time? Okay, moving forward, planning and zoning, Switzer, Robert, and Jessica?
I'm not the zoom.
Okay, thank you. Come on up.
No problem.
Just stand where we can hear you.
Hold on.
Sometimes we get a podium, but don't seem to have one.
It's okay. I didn't know.
Okay.
I don't want to turn my other one. My name is Rhonda Morgan. I'm here representing the Switzer businesses.
Okay.
And they're requesting a vacation of patent.
And what's the purpose of it?
There is a 33-foot patent currently in place surrounding the property, and they would like to request abandonment of it on all sides.
I can't hear.
Sorry. So she says there's a patent on it and they're requesting an abandonment of it. So the question is, why do they want to abandon the patent?
They would like to gain back that property. There's 33 feet on every side.
Gain it back for what purpose?
For personal, just for, there is going to be a right of way for 30 feet. So technically they're going to get 3 feet on three sides and then 33 feet on the other side.
And what is it's a vacant land right now, correct?
It is.
And what is the intention of, are there any building permits submitted?
We have submitted building permits.
When were those submitted?
December.
Okay. And what are the building permits for?
For a single family residential building. One single.
Okay. I guess.
Are there plans in that building permit for fencing? Are there plans for fencing?
There will be fencing around the personal property. Currently, the east side adjacent property has a, what I believe is a wire fence.
No map.
But currently there isn't any other, but there will be.
Do you have a lot map of the what's been proposed for the building permit for where the house will sit on the land?
I don't.
Okay. Is the house, the structure, going to be positioned what you would call centrally located on the lot plan towards the one side?
It will be centered to the north frontage.
I understand it'll be centered to the north, but are we building on, let's just say, half the lot?
No. I would say it's going to encompass.
What's on the property now?
It's vacant. It's dry.
Okay.
Rural.
Okay. And it's a single family home that's going?
Correct.
On 2.5 acres?
It is actually 5 acres.
5 acres?
The property.
Okay.
Is there any plan to divide that property?
No, not at all.
At this time?
Not any that I know of.
And you're with the construction company?
Yes.
Okay. Triton.
Any access to the property is from what road?
O'Hare Road.
From O'Hare Road. Mm-hmm. And there's easily access from O'Hare Road onto the property?
Correct.
And the patent easements have been in place?
Many years.
Right. And there's houses that back up to those patent easements on two sides.
They're not. Different.
I drove around there today, and I think there's like two log cabin type houses nearby. Are they neighbors to that?
They are neighbor. There is a.
Is that you?
Current residential fences.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, they are the homeowners to the east, and we are actually requesting 33 feet on that side of the east boundary.
Okay, so, can you hear from the other folks?
Yeah, sure.
So, you 2 minutes, we'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, the neighbors that live, the beings that live, would use that road adjacent to it. They were planning on coming, but they were concerned about the access on O'Hare and easement on that. And if that would use their question.
Yeah, they have a question for it. We don't have a question, but we're fine.
Is there an easement then on our Dolomart Road stops? Is there an easement that goes to the south of that?
So you're losing half of your easement. So yes, so they're requesting half of the easement to their property. So yes, it would be bringing their fence line, possibly their property, closer to yours.
County?
If I may add to, I'm sorry, I'm not sure who's the chair, so I apologize for not having that information. If I may add, patent easements are easements that are granted when the U.S. government originally released the property to private ownership. These easements are put in place anywhere from 33 feet width to 16 and a half feet wide, so that individual piece of property can be landlocked. And so now that we know in this day and age where the county has identified the roads to go, the easements will not stop any right-of-way dedication. So O'Hare will remain and any of the other streets. I identified O'Hare is on the north, Dolan Martin is on the west, and Verde is on the south. The Public Works Department, as part of the vacation abandonment, is requesting right-of-way dedication 30 feet for Verde Way, 30 feet for Dolan Martin, and 30 feet for O'Hare Road. This vacation abandonment will not get rid of those right-of-way dedications. They're actually providing the right-of-way dedication and removing any excess easement that is no longer needed for access to the property.
Thank you. That makes it a lot more clear.
Thanks.
So that's 30 and 16 feet from the center point, technically the center point of what that road would be.
Correct. So I think in this case, all of the easements are 33 feet wide. So there's a 3 foot wide portion that would be removed along O'Hare Road, because O'Hare, for the right-of-way dedication for this parcel of land, is only 30 feet, so the remainder of 3 feet would be removed. And so that way the property owner has that area. It's just to get rid of the excess easement. And then that goes along O'Hare, Dolan Martin, and Verde. And then there's a 33 foot wide cabinet along the east property line, which is the full easement width that the county has no intention of asking for right of way to go over the individual property. So it's cleaning up the property so that if they want an accessory structure or anything like that, they'll have that space versus needing to set back outside of that.
So technically they have to ask for all 33 feet, but then only be awarded that 3 foot sliver?
Well, in a way. The legal descriptions that provided is 33 feet along north, west, and south, and then the full 33 feet on the east. Does that help?
I think it helps a lot.
Because we're not getting rid of any right of way. All the existing right of way will be there, and they'll be granting additional right of way for those three alignments.
I just want to say thank you.
Thanks for cleaning it up.
Prepared and all that, so thank you.
Any additional comment?
I have none.
Do we need to vote on this?
Take a motion.
Approved.
With county and staff's recommendations?
I approve it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Heidi?
Heidi, yes or no?
It's an undeveloped property and they're getting a little bit of their property back. How do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
I think that'll do it. Thank you.
Your time, everyone.
Anything additional from the public? Okay, general business, none. Comments, none.
I have a question to bring back. Candy and I were on the board prior with Larry and Heidi. Sorry, Heidi.
That's good.
Our last, near our last, our second to last meeting, we were asked for budget requests for Lower Ohio Canyon.
That's coming in July.
Okay, so we had all, each made one.
Recommendations.
Did you do them verbally, or did you send them?
We had, did them verbally. Sue had taken notes. She had said she would keep us posted. We've received no updates on them, and none of the things that we requested have happened.
That's not true. The one I requested happened.
But that's coming, we just had a meeting yesterday.
My video is, so that's not really going to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The BLM's coming out to fix that.
Oh, get out of here. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm Chuck Taylor. I'm here with Kim Lumboy, the owner of 5 acres of land contiguous to this property. We have one question, and that is Robert and Jessica here tonight?
No, they're not, sir.
Well, we just want to know so we can talk to you.
Oh, okay. No, they're actually in the military and out of state.
I'm sorry?
They're in the military and out of state.
Oh, they are?
Yes. Yes, so I'm representing them.
Well, I think that her question is, she was in favor of this. Has it marked on the card okay, or I don't know if that means anything. But now after getting here and reading this paragraph, Robert and Jessica, they are the ones wanting to vacate?
Yes, they're requesting a vacation of the patent.
I don't think she knew this or understood this until now. So I don't think she'll give the card or turn the card in with it okayed on there. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything. The other card. In a card.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Where's the one you had down at the bottom?
All right.
Oh, here it is.
You want to move on?
Yeah, move on.
All right, thank you. We're going to have to move on.
Okay.
All right, what's left to do? Next meeting is July 27th, and then I would imagine we adjourn.
So, yeah, I think you guys are doing quarterly. If you want to come to July 27th, the budget stuff is coming up next month, so mm-hmm. you can put your budget request in then.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also going to ask someone for planning to come out to talk about the commercial and residential boarding stables, and I'm talking to the state right now about the wells. I just got a phone planning before I got here. So I can have some follow-up on that if you
That would be great. Yeah, we would definitely want to follow up on the clarification of the wells. And then we're redoing our budgets. We're revisiting our ones from last year. Do we need to rethink them, or are we still on them?
Well, they're saying, like, the way they worded in our meeting yesterday was review last year's budget and put into this year's budget.
Okay.
We don't have anything from last year's budget anyway. But they're doing new ones anyway. No,
okay.
The file cabinets are empty, so I'm starting from scratch.
Gotcha.
So.
And then I know you and I shared an address. I can't recall what the address was, but it's the one near my property.
Yeah, and I've been talking to Sergeant Marlowe about that one.
If we could review,
I will look it up and follow up.
You know, rural, undeveloped, and what?
I might be able to get him to come to the meeting next month, too.
Okay,
if you'd like.
As far as how that plays out from running, operating businesses
okay, yeah.
out of currently zoned land and that sort of thing.
Okay, because they're running, what are they doing off that?
No one seems to know. They just keep adding stuff.
Is it their own junk or are they running a business or we don't know?
We don't know.
Okay.
It's all junk. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't look like a business.
Right. While we're visiting issues of the thing, where we seem to be accumulating storage slots.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
So if we can clear up what is appropriate to be stored on a residential, there's the first home on the right that's got like 4 motorhomes and 2 boats in their front driveway. Then you've got the property at the corner of Coyote Canyon and Bene Access that's got 6 tractors, 3 trailers, and then if you go down Scotty, you've got another mess going on, but we seem to be turning into a lot of
commercial storage.
Commercial storage. Yeah.
Okay.
And what, where we stand on what we can do about that, and what, I guess, if they're allowed to.
Okay.
Okay, and then we can just, I mean, between us, we can divide and conquer and drive around and see who seems to be storage and who has, I mean, of course, we want our own stuff, but we don't want to, it's starting to look like a storage area.
Okay. Yeah, so, and also have your budget request ready.
Okay, budget requests.
So we'll add that to the discussion.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything else?
Make a nope. Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. All right, Heidi, hovering out.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Sure.